Praise the Lord and welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. We bless the Lord for you. Thank God for joining us today for a powerful word. We believe in that God moving in a great and mighty way. I do apologize, my assistant was a little slow today. I probably should have started a little bit earlier, but nevertheless, we glorify the Lord and bless him that we are together to glorify and magnify and uplift the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord for all his great and mighty acts. He is so phenomenal. What a wonderful God we serve. Being our counselor, our prince of peace, most of all, our savior and our deliverer. As we come before his presence with thanksgiving, with the attitude of gratitude, glorifying him, because so he is worthy of the praise and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank the Lord tonight. We have one of our ministers out of Columbia, South Carolina, under the leadership of Apostle Mary Burden. Praise the Lord. Minister Johnny Mae Simpson. And we believe in God that he's going to use her in a mighty way. Still pray because we're having a little problem rolling this system, scrolling rather in it, but nevertheless, it shall be done because we know that God called us together and made this provision for us to be able to come together online to carry out his mission for praying and seeking his faith and having the word that comes forth in ministry on second and fourth Sunday. So we just bless the Lord and giving thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I just overlooked that sound for right now. Praise God, because I do need to use the phone for a moment. But bless the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God, as I said, for you joining us tonight. We're looking forward for God to move in a miraculous way. We believe that the Lord put a word in the servant of his servant's mouth. And we believe in, glory to God, that it will be carried out with power, anointing, and what authority God has given her. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you tonight and give you praise, hallelujah, for all your great and mighty acts. You are an awesome and a wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal God. We thank you for your loving kindness that renewed mercies every morning. Thank you, glory to God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We bless you tonight, God. We thank you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It is a choice. Ah, glory, because he's already made the provisions. He's already suffered and died, went through all the pain and agony and even ripped asunder, praise God, unrecognizable, on our behalf while we were yet sinners. So we glorify you tonight. Thank you for blessing us to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this, that our light should shine, glory to God, and we're the salt of the world. We're supposed to be the light of the world and also salt, glory to God. So draw men unto you through Jesus Christ by lifting him up, and you said you'll draw them. God, we need to be the witness that you call for, sincere and glory to God, and honestly submitting ourselves and committing ourselves to the work of the kingdom. We bless you. Those that are in need of, glory to God, a healing, we believe you for the healing. Those that need to be restored back to the fold, to the body of Christ, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray for them, glory to God, there, that they'll be enlightened, their eyes will come open, their ears will come open, their heart will be open, God, that they'll be transformed to the image of Christ, for his word to receive salvation. We thank you, Lord, for the body of Christ, that we'll draw nigh to you. God, help us to submit and commit ourselves, stay in a posture of repentance and conviction, and give you glory. God, we pray, God, for this nation. We pray for just everything that's going on right about now. We know that you have the answer. We just have to believe you by faith, be obedient to your word, and continue, glory to God, to be that light. God, help us to be faithful and obedient to that you say. We just love you tonight. We bless you. Praise God. And our scripture reading will be, glory, a very familiar, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord, without any further ado, we're going to, praise the Lord, give place for our speaker of the evening. Glory to God to have time to just give us what God has placed in her spirit. I didn't even ask whether or not she wanted me to introduce her or her pastor to introduce her. So I will ask now, bless the Lord, and pray, glory to God, that as the Lord bless her and use her for his glory, and she is a powerful prayer warrior, faithful to her pastor, been with her for, I can't remember, umpteen, I know it's 20-some-odd years, praise the Lord, and I'm telling you, she is dedicated to the ministry, dedicated to this woman of God. She's faithful. Let me find out, praise the Lord, from her, whether she want her pastor to introduce her or for me to do so. Minister Elder Simpson, are you there?
Praise God. Yes, pastor can introduce me.
Okay, let me pull up her. Let me pull up what number she's under right now. Not sure whether she's under her cell number or her house number, so let me check. Oh, you all give me a moment to just tell you my computer is a little slow tonight. I want to make sure I don't miss which one number to call. I need to open. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy. Okay, I don't see 2030. So let's see if we see 0987. Sorry for the delay. This is something I should have done earlier. My dear.
You can. It's not a problem.
Okay. I didn't want to miss it, just in case she probably hadn't came on. She might be ministering to it as well. I don't see the number right now. But, Father, I do bless you for her, for this woman of God that I just stated, that she is faithful to her pastor, to the ministry of New Hope. We thank God for her as that she is a woman, glory to God, that will seek the face of God. Before she speak, I thank God for the growth that I've seen through her life over the years, and that she is a sincere about the gospel. She is really, glory God, a humble lady, and I thank you. She's bold in the things she needs to be bold in, but she's open to hear the Spirit of the Lord and moved by him. And I thank God for even the gifts that are in her and the ones that are going to be manifested even the more. So at this time, I just want to thank the Lord for her, and I know, glory to God, that the heart that she has about the things of God and the way that the Lord bless her to pray and the way that even she is with God's people, she handles them, glory to God, with care and love and kindness. And so I thank God for a witness in her life that she is a disciple for Christ. So at this time, with not further ado, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through this vessel. She's been on before with someone else to speak, but I'm believing God this time to give her plenty of room for her just to have the night to just flow with the anointing as God give her whatever word he puts in her spirit. And also, if there's any gift that he wants her to use tonight, I'm praying that she realizes she has free reign just to flow with the Spirit of the Lord. At this time, receive none other than Minister Johnny Mae Simpson, and that the Lord bless her, help us to have ears to open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. We bind up any interference, glory to God on this system, or glory on the phones, or anyone struggling trying to get through the lines, as the enemy tries to do sometimes, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that all be well, and that we will receive what he has for us as we continue to lift up the woman of God tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The floor is yours.
Amen. I praise God for who he is, in my life. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for his goodness and mercy. I give honor to God for this opportunity to come before him. Hallelujah, before his people to speak what thus saith the Lord. And I just thank and praise God that for his goodness and his mercy. I thank and praise God because I believe my daughters are on the line. I thank and praise God for that. I just thank and praise God for the word he gave me. I thank and praise God even for the topic. Are you determined to live for Jesus? Hallelujah. That's a question we all should ask ourselves when we start, whether we're going through anything or not, because we can always grow. When we have determination to live for the Lord, there's an open garden for growth. And we have to have that determination to live for Jesus, you know. And that's something each and every one of us, we have our own individual answer to that. And the way to be determined to live for Jesus, what God gave me just before you asked me to speak, Apostle Hubbard, God said, come out of your wilderness experience. Hallelujah. And what we have to do, we have to come out of our wilderness experience. God led me to Exodus 13th chapter when Pharaoh let the people go. God had been dealing with Pharaoh and dealing with him to let his people go. Who knows how Pharaoh would have ended up if he had humbled himself and allowed God to use him like God asked him to let his people go. But it went a different way. So Pharaoh was disobedient. He wouldn't let the people go. We know the story. So God led the people out of Egypt. God didn't, and God had several ways he could have led them. I'm coming from Exodus, the 13th chapter, verse 17. When God let the people go, when Pharaoh let the people go, I'm sorry, God didn't lead them through the country of the Philistines. This was the nearest route that they could have took. But God did not lead them that way. God said, if the people have to fight a war, they might change their mind and return to Egypt. God know us. He knew the Egypt. He knew the Israelites. He knew the Egyptians. God know us. He know what it's going to take for us. So when God led the people out of Israel, he led them out in a very specific, on a very specific route. And they could have gone through the country of the Philistines. But God knew if they went that way, if he would have taken them, because see, God took them to it. God led them. The Bible said God led them out. So God, if he would have allowed them, if he would have led them through Philistines, they would have been fighting war. They would have been fighting two groups. They would have been fighting the Philistines, and they also would have been fighting the Israelites, the Egyptian army, I'm sorry, because they were along the route to Egypt, protecting Egypt. So God knew this. So God, what God did, he led them in a different direction. God had mercy on them because he knew they was going to run right back to bondage, Egypt bondage, right back to bondage if he would have allowed them to go through the Philistines. Now, the route that God chose for them to go was the Red Sea. Red Sea in front, Pharaoh and his chariot behind. We know this story quite well. But this route, I saw this route that God led them out to be an obstacle course for the children of Israel. Because during this course, God was equipping them. He could have allowed them to go through the way that they would have had to fight war. But they wasn't equipped to fight war. They would have lost, hallelujah, they would have lost their very life if they had to go fight war. So, you know, he was equipping them to trust him. He was equipping them to have confidence even after they had seen the plague that God had performed in Egypt. You know, they saw that. But God knew they were going to have to go into and through some things that they might, and we today, sometimes we go into some situations and go through some things. We don't see God in the situation. We don't, you know, because we know who God is, we know he's with us, We know that. But the Israelites, they didn't know that. They wasn't there yet. Now, this obstacle course, during this obstacle course, there was a need for the people of God to trust God. Hallelujah. God had to build their confidence in him. You know, they had been in bondage so long. He had to build their confidence in them, in him. He had to give them power to withstand hardship or situations. He had to give them endurance power, you know, because they didn't have any of that. All they was used to was making brick with no straw. Now, they seen what he did in Egypt, as I said, but he wanted them to trust him, and they couldn't. They saw it, but they didn't have no trust in God. And God is calling us to have trust in him, you know. So God wanted to change the people, the Israelites' way of thinking. You know, the Bible said, you know, God had mercy on them. He could have allowed them to go and to battle, you know. But he knew they had not been in the wilderness. They'd been in a strange land. It was a wilderness situation, but God is taking them through a different wilderness situation, you know. So the Bible said God poured out new mercies on them, and he poured out new mercies on us every day. God has compassion toward us. God forgives us, you know, and we know it's in his power to punish us because of what we do, the wrong we do, the things we know we shouldn't do, but we do. It's in his power to punish us. But instead, God chose to forgive us and extend his mercy to us. You know, so we got to learn to come out of our wilderness experiences. We can't let our experiences hold us captive. Now, we know a wilderness is considered a barren land. Empty, nothing there, desert, you know, dry, dusty. It's a place that nobody wants to be, but the animals that are conditioned to live in these areas, you know. So sometimes we take upon ourselves, and I want y'all to hold that "we" in your head. Sometimes we take upon ourselves to take a walk on the wild side in the wilderness, you know, because and when we take a walk on the wild side, we become entrapped in all kinds of stuff, all kinds of mess, all kinds of sin and wrongdoing, you know, just even slothfulness. You know, we have to be careful of our walk. We get into lust, lying when we walk on the wild side. When we, remember we now, some things we do on our own. And you know, we get ensnared. We walk in, go into disobedience, but when we allow God to do what he want to do in us, we don't have to worry about that. Because when we think about it, God has already opened the floodgates, hallelujah, for us. He's already made ways of an escape. He's already told us that. But the Israelites had to have confidence that God had their back. So even God, as I read, I found out God led Pharaoh and his army behind them. God did all of this. So when you're going through things and you know, the enemy on your trail, God is allowing it all. And there is a time that we allow it ourselves, but in this situation, God led the people. God allowed Pharaoh to follow the people, to chase after them, trying to bring them back into bondage. And that's what the enemy tries to do to us. So we got to be careful when we're going through our trials and our tribulations, when we're going in the, when we out there in the wilderness. You know, that desert, dry place, we get fatigued. There's fatigue in a barren land. Hallelujah. But God still guide us, even when we, I'm still emphasizing we, even when we allow ourselves to get in situations that we have to dig ourselves out of and call on the Lord to dig us out of these situations. So the Lord is the one who made a road through the Red Sea. Hallelujah. He made a road through the Red Sea for them to cross. So you went on dry paths in the middle of deep water. That's what he did for the Israelites. He led the enemies of great armies with their chariots and their horses to chase them. They all fell down and drowned. Their lives were finished. Like the flood, like the flame of a lamp that stopped burning, the Lord did all that for the Israelites. And he'll do it all for us. But now he says, forget those things. Hallelujah. I'm ahead of myself, but I'm going to go ahead on and read it. God is saying to us, you know, well, I'm going to stop right there on that. But we have to allow God to take us through our wilderness, take us through barren places in our lives. When you don't know how your bill's going to get paid, hallelujah, we got to trust God to make a way of an escape, hallelujah. I can remember a time I only had a little money. My children were young. My husband gave me maybe $30, $40 to pay the light bill, and I'm looking, there was no food in the house. I took that money and went and got food, and when I come out that store, that little $30, $40 was gone. I went to praying. I said, oh, Lord, I done spent the money. I don't think I was working at the time. I'm supposed to pay the light bill. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? That's all I could say. So when the next bill came out, there was some discrepancy on that next light bill. And he went down and talked to the people. I'm still praying, Lord, Jesus, Lord. And during the time, I wasn't saved. So he went, he came back, and he showed me the bill. He said, yeah, that was a discrepancy. He said, here's where you paid it, and this is what they did something. I don't know what they did. And I looked, I saw it in writing. And after he finished telling me that, I asked him to drive. I wasn't saved then. I asked him to drive me to the hospital, because I felt like I was having a heart attack. And that's when I found out what God can do. We just got to trust God when we can't see him. We got to trust God and his word. We got to trust God. And God knew what I did with the money. I know I made the right choice. I was between and betwixt, just like the Israelites were between the Red Sea and Pharaoh. Hallelujah. And God opened up the floodgates and allowed them to walk on through on dry land. So we have to know for an assurance that God will rescue us. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 tells us that he will rescue us in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, if somebody loves me because we love him, he'll keep us safe because we worship him. And that worship, we got to live this worship. It ain't just worship song. We got to live this thing. God will protect us. Hallelujah. He will call. When we call on him, he will help us. He will answer us. When we go through troubles, he will be right there. He will rescue us because we respect him, because we love him, because we worship him. Hallelujah. With our lives. And that's what God is calling us to do, worship him with our mind, our bodies, our spirit, our whole, even with our soul. We got to worship God with everything that's within us. It's a lifestyle. So if you got to have a life, if you need a lifestyle change, now is the time. Ain't no better time than now. And see, what the Israelites, God was bringing them to trust him. He wanted them to trust them. He was showing them how he wanted to take them through to the other side and how he would fight their battles for them. Hallelujah. He wanted them to rely on him. God wants us to totally rely on him. totally depend on him. Hallelujah. How do we do that? We do it in the word. His word is true. We trust him. We have to allow him to lead us, hallelujah, into his word and be willing to open up and hear what God is saying to us. Hallelujah. The man that God said to us this morning, when God speaks to us, God can speak the same thing to you and I. But it's going to mean something to what is meaning to me. It's going to be different for you, but it's still God. We got to let God lead us. We got to believe him when he tells us. We have to trust us. Trust God. Hallelujah. And that's all he wanted the Israelites to do. Trust him, even though they couldn't trace him. They saw what he did in Egypt. They already knew that. But God wanted them to endure because they were going into freedom, into a new life. So God was calling them to have endurance power. In the name of Jesus. So, you know, when they endured, they came on through. But even though they still wavered back and forth, just like the sea, that God had them brought them through, they get on the other side and they just go toss and turn and between and betwixt opinions and how God was, did God really know what he was doing? You know, so we got to know for an assurance that God is who he said he is. God is going to do what he said he is going to do. Hallelujah. And we have to be determined to live for Jesus. We have to create a healthy spiritual lifestyle. We got to eat healthy in this lifestyle. We got to exercise our faith. We got to exercise the fruits of the Spirit in our life. In order to be healthy, we have to exercise during this journey. And you know, we have to pursue the Lord. We have to pursue truth. We have to pursue righteousness. We have to be persistent in doing the will of God. We have to be persistent in this walk. I can't walk upright before God on Sundays because I'm going to church. Hallelujah. I got to live this thing. We got to live this thing. And in order to live it, it's got to be on the inside. This comes from the inside out. So we have to be persistent in our walk with the Lord. And then we have to persevere. When we go through things, we allow ourselves, we got to learn how to bounce back. We got to persevere no matter what we go through. It really don't matter. We just have to spring back up. And overall, we have to be determined to come out of everything that hinders us. But and everything that hinders us, it could be slowfulness, you know. It could be anger. Many people battle with unforgiveness, low self-esteem, lust of the flesh, the pride of the eye, you know. And slowfulness is one of my big ones. But we have to be determined, and I'm determined. Yeah, I still fall sometimes being slowful, but I'm determined. I refuse to stop. So I'm going to continue to be persistent until I reach my goal. Hallelujah. So, we got to trust God that we are going to reach our goal. We got to speak these things over ourselves and know that we are going to reach our goal. So, it's hard to be determined to live for Jesus when you don't have a made-up mind. You know, when your mind is not made up, you're going to wibble and wobble, and you're going to fall down. You're going to straddle the fence. You know, it's hard. You have to be determined. And when you don't have that made-up mind to do the work within, to walk the walk, to talk the talk, to live the life, you're going to fall. But keep getting up, you know. Don't stay down. We have to get in a habit of being determined to study, to show ourselves approved. We have to be determined, and we can't stop. And being determination will never stop because, you know, the Bible says the enemy as a roaring lion walks to and fro seeking. So we can't stop. We have to continue to be determined. We have to continue to feed our spirit. We have to stick to our goals of determination. And we have to be strategic in our plan. We have to tell ourselves what we're going to do and who we are. You know, because if you're not careful, the enemy says, you're not this or you're not that. You can't do this. You can't do that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me is what the word tells me. And I was reading something recently. The child wrote her book, Kyra wrote her book, and she said something about the impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. And she broke impossible up to be I'm possible. I like that. Hallelujah. We are all possible in God. We are possibilities. We are not impossibilities. We are possibilities in the Lord. So in order to overcome obstacles, in order to stand in the midst of adversities that we face, we have to have a plan. We have to have a strategy. And see, that's another reason why God wanted to take the Israelites through by way of the Red Sea. He was teaching them how to be strategic, how to have a strategy, and how to identify with some things, you know, because they were brickmakers, so they didn't have, they wasn't skilled, even in battle. They had no skills in that. So we also have to plan to serve in a particular purpose, and our purpose is to serve the Lord with our whole heart, you know. And one of the meanings of strategic was being strategic is essential. It's essential to fighting a war. That's why God did not allow them to go through That's why God didn't allow them to go in that direction, you know, because they had no strategy. They were not strategic in war, you know. So God, even in our wilderness experiences, God is teaching us to be strategic in war. Every situation we go through, every desert experience we go through, God is teaching us to be strategic in battle. Hallelujah, because we're not fighting flesh and blood. This is a spiritual warfare we are fighting, and we have to have a made-up mind to stand in the midst of everything. When you don't know what else to do, the word tells us to stand. We have to be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. We have to keep ourselves disciplined in the Lord. And this is an all-day thing. That's like sometimes if I'm not disciplined, I'm opening up the refrigerator more than I should. I have to discipline myself more. Hallelujah. I'm putting more in my mouth. Hallelujah. Than I'm putting in my spirit. Hallelujah. I need more discipline in that area. I need to feed my soul man, my spirit man, more than I feed this flesh man. I got to discipline myself in that area. I pray God give me some strategies. I know one of the ways is to push back from the table, keep the refrigerator closed, and eat more words. Like the chicken, the cow said, eat more chicken. We need to eat more words. So, you know, we got to position ourselves and find a strategy that works for us. Ask God to give us a strategic plan. And that's what he did for the Israelites when he took them through that obstacle course. They needed that obstacle course because he was building character in them. Hallelujah. But we got to stand no matter what, you know, and we fall, but we get back up. We got to stand and trust the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to make our time with God our priority in order to be steadfast and unwavering. In order to stand, hallelujah, we have to be strategic in the things of God. You know, and another thing we have to do, we have to close our ears to the negative thoughts and the negative thinking that the enemy is trying to plant, hallelujah, in us. We have to get rid of that negative thinking. We got to eliminate that stuff in the name of Jesus. So we got to cast down every vain imagination. Hallelujah. We have to cast it down, everything. We got to speak over ourselves. We are who God says we are in the name of Jesus. We got to speak encouraging words to each other. Hallelujah. We got to say what God says. We can't lose if we tell ourselves and others what God said. God said we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. God said we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God says I'm free, and I know whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are saints of the Most High God, and we have no business believing nothing. Not one lie from the enemy. Hallelujah. We have to shut him up in the middle of him trying to talk to us. Oh, no. Mm-mm. We got to do just like Jesus. We have to be confident in the things of God. We got to be confident in what God tells us. We got to allow out the obstacles that we go through. We have to learn from those. We have to use them as learning tools. Hallelujah. And we got to trust God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We have to trust God, hallelujah. We got to lay aside every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We got to bring it into captivity, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God, Paul used the divine weapon of mass destruction. And you know, as I was studying this, I found out the most powerful of all the weapons that we have, the armor, the weapons of warfare, the most powerful weapon that God gave us was prayer. Hallelujah. So we have to use that weapon of prayer. We have to pull down. We have to cast out. We got to get rid of some stuff. We got to let go and let God pull some stuff out of us. Clean us out in the name of Jesus. You know, I was saying, I told y'all to hold on to weeds, right? So the reason I said that, because so many times we allow ourselves, we take ourselves in the wilderness. Unlike the Israelites, God led them. God led them. A lot of times we go through things, God ain't leading us in that stuff. We in that mess. I'm going to put it like that. We allowing ourselves to be led into stuff. But we're being pulled away by our own love. And too often we see Christians now falling by the wayside, playing in unholy, lustful things, being drawn away by their own love. We have to allow God, we got to trust God to keep us and not be drawn away by our own love. When we go in the wilderness, we should allow the Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, to lead us in the wilderness. And I looked, the Bible says, but the Bible says, you know, let me turn to this, Matthew 4. Jesus even was led into the wilderness, Matthew 4:1-2. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit. He didn't go on his own. He was led up by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. God led Jesus up into the wilderness, you know, and Jesus used the word on him. So what is Jesus is letting us know? We have to use the word of God. We have to stand firm on the word of God. Everything the enemy tried to bring to Jesus, Jesus knew it because he knew the word. So he gave the enemy the word. And what did the enemy do? He had to flee. So immediately, let me turn there for a minute. But, you know, we cannot allow the enemy to dictate anything to us. Hallelujah. We children of the Most High God. So we got to trust God to lead us, to guide us, and everything. The devil led him up, Jesus, to Jerusalem, actually made him stand on a high part of the house. And he said to him, if you are the Son of God, hallelujah. Jesus knew who he was. Told him to jump down, but Jesus knew to speak the word. I'm not going to get into all of that because we know this. We can read that in our own spare time. But we have to be led by the Spirit, even in the wilderness, just like Jesus. Jesus didn't just go in the wilderness. The Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, hallelujah. So immediately, the Spirit impelled him to go into the wilderness. It impelled him. And he was there for 40 days, just like the children of Israel was there for 40 days. He was there with all kinds of wild beasts and animals. But being there after 40 days, after he fasted, the angel of the Lord, angels ministered to him. So the wilderness is a place of testing. It's not always just a place of barrenness, of dryness. God, when God takes us through the wilderness, hallelujah, he's taking us into a place of testing, not just testing. Ha, God, he's taking us into a place to prepare us. It's a place for preparation, hallelujah. Just like this earth is our preparation ground, getting us ready for that great day for when we go and stand before the Lord. Is that wilderness desert is a place of preparation in the name of Jesus. Even I looked at it in John the Baptist. John lived in the wilderness. So we can't look at the wilderness as being all bad. When God leads you in there, it's all good. So make sure when we go in our wilderness situation, make sure we are being led of the Spirit, hallelujah, of the true and living God. Like I said, here John, here living in the desert, hallelujah. John lived there, and not just lived there, John ministered there, hallelujah. It was his place of occupancy. That's what the scripture said, but while he was there, he was preparing for service. He was making straight. And as we see, while Jesus was being tempted, Jesus was able to resist temptation. When we allow the Spirit of the living God to lead us into these wilderness places, hallelujah, we can resist anything, everything. All we have to do is stand. All we have to do is pray. Hallelujah. All we have to do is trust God. But we can resist temptation in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And we have to speak the word as well. So, you know, we got to follow Jesus. We can't, when we go in the wilderness on ourselves, I'm going to go back to we. When we take ourselves in the wilderness, when we allow flesh to lead us in the wilderness, you're in a mess. You better come on back. Hallelujah. But when we allow Jesus, we are being groomed. We are being prepared for service, for his service. Hallelujah. So we got to follow Jesus' example and depend on God's word He was determined to speak the word only. We got to speak the word to the enemy. Every situation we go through that's not like God, we got to speak the word. That's why I was glad when I saw that child said, impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. So anything I go through, I'm possible. I'm possible. I am possible to go through. I'm possible to do the things that God has called me to do. Hallelujah. We got to build up our most holy faith. We have to trust God. We have to not look at temptation. You know, we got to resist it. Hallelujah. The word of God is our defense. Hallelujah. As well. It's a sword. The word to resist. Hallelujah. It's our shield. It's our sword. It's what we need to stay rooted and grounded in God. And we have to speak it. There's no sense in having it if we're not going to speak it. No sense in having it, hallelujah, if we're not going to pray over ourselves and over our loved ones, hallelujah. So we have to be determined to live for Jesus. And it's not hard. The way, it's not hard. So some of us, God is leading into the wilderness. Even when he don't lead us, he'll bring us through. He'll bring us out. When we take ourselves in some stuff, God is just that good. God is just that merciful, hallelujah, that he will bring us through. So some of us, God is calling up out of some dry places, some desert places, some places you are that we're not supposed to be. God is calling us out of those places. And some of us, God is sending, hallelujah, to dry places, a place of preparation for his use. So if you want to come out, we have to trust God with everything. And, you know, we got to confide in our brothers and sisters, too. The word of God says we are our brother's keeper. I'm not going to look and see my brother on the battlefield done been wounded and can't maneuver himself to get to safety, and we all trying to get to safety. I dare not see my brother trying to get to safety, being wounded, and run off and leave him. Hallelujah. We got to go back and get that brother. And even in the spiritual realm, we see our brother in error or hurt or going through something. Hallelujah. In the wilderness, can't find the road that God, the path that God want him on. We got to pray. We have to pray. We got to use those weapons to pray and to bring them out. So we have to trust God. He will bring us out because he didn't send us there. And, you know, we got to stop allowing ourselves to get entangled with any and everything that's not like God. We have to trust God with our whole heart, our mind, our bodies, and our spirit. And we have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to be determined, hallelujah, to live for Jesus. And we have to cast down all that stuff. We have to know that the knowledge of God is doing what he's doing. He's allowing us to go through the things that we are going through, hallelujah, when we're in the wilderness, so that he can be revealed in us, hallelujah. And, you know, so the world can see it, you know. And the reason the world is against the truth of God is because the unbeliever's mind clings to what is considered logic, and they want to argue about it. But we that know the truth, we got to speak the truth. I don't care how much what they say. And, you know, I was reading, we can't allow ourselves to be drawn away. Hallelujah. Yeah. It says, see that no man takes you captive with philosophy and in any lies, any deceit, trying to change you from what you've already learned. You know, we have to be so rooted and grounded in the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, the word of God says in Colossians 2:6, therefore, as you receive Christ the Lord, so walk in him. Be rooted
and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abound with thanksgiving. The things that we've been taught in the Lord, we got to keep it. We got to stay there. Hallelujah. Stay there. Don't let nobody, nothing, separate us from the love of God. Pray that each and every one get rooted and grounded, and we got to put this war in our mind to fight, to flight. You know, we have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to trust God. We have to come out of this wilderness experience when we put ourselves in it. But when the Lord is allowing, when the Lord lead us into the wilderness, we can stand. We just have to yield. Hallelujah. Yield ourselves over to the Lord and allow God to do the work in us. You know, we have to use the word of God and allow our words to line up with God's words. And that way we'll know we'll have power, because there's life and death in our tongue. So we got to say everything God says. So Jesus said, if any man thirst, come after him, because he is that living water. He is every, in him we have everything we need. So I pray this word encouraged somebody. Hallelujah. But this is what the Lord gave me. We have to be determined to live for Christ at all costs. At all costs. Be persistent. Pursue after him. Just like you meet a love, fall in love, we pursue love. God is love. We should be pursuing the love of the Lord, and we should be determined not to stop until we reach our goal. And we don't reach that goal until we make it, hallelujah, to heaven. And if we are determined, then we should pursue to follow him. And we'll never have to worry about walking in darkness. Even in barren land, we'll realize that God is with me. He is with me. He's leading me. He's guiding me. And we'll make it through. Amen. I thank God for what he's given me. I pray that someone was encouraged by something I said. And I pray that God get the glory out of everything that I said. Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. What a powerful message. I'm telling you, my heart burns, glory to God, with just listening to you and the two ways that God bless you about that wilderness. We'll make remarks in a little bit, but that I had to say, because I'm like, when I gave you the topic, oh, my God, I had no idea how that revelation was going to go. But I was just know God was going to bless. But I'm telling you, this has been a powerful message that God has blessed you to speak tonight. Praise God. We want to make sure that we open the line for taking any prayer requests. Here is my sister. Say a little prayer in the background, you all. Look at this foolishness. What happened here? But anyway, we ask you all to pray while I'm trying to get this system to open these lines for these prayer requests, that if anybody had them. But I'm telling you, my sister, while I'm trying to get this done, you have been used of the Lord. Definitely praise the Lord. This was a powerful message tonight, and our lives ought to be all the time with a determination, persistent, and pursuing. It's words that I say all the time in prayer. But I tell you, God bless an even deeper revelation in some things that were spoken tonight. Praise God. I bless the Lord for you. Amen. A couple of more minutes. Well, it shouldn't be a couple of minutes, but give me another minute. It's moving. We're getting the lines open so that way we won't miss anybody that may have a prayer request tonight. Oh, gosh. And bless the Lord again for you. Pray God's blessing and blood covering over your life as he continues to use you for his glory. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the teacher. Glory to God, the overseer of you that God has in your life. That you're sitting up there, sitting under, And also your determination to take what's been taught and go to the next level and let the Lord use you for his glory. Praise the Lord. I pray all the lines are open now. Bless the Lord. Anyone that have a prayer request, we have our sister here for the prayer, and then we have Apostle Burton on the line as well as our prophet. All your lines are not open. I see this thing is trying to play me tonight, but, bless God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the lines that are open, if you do have a prayer request, we have the last two now, they're open. At this time, we have Pastor Apostle Burton and Pastor Bird on here to ask all of us that we will be supporting my sister as she pray, as the Lord bless and give a word in between. So if you have any prayer requests, this would be the time now that we will take those requests. Praise the Lord. Anyone have a prayer request on their heart? We don't want to, let X amount of time get by. Either you have one or you don't, but I don't want to rush if there is somebody that didn't hear at the time when I was opening the line. If you have a prayer request now, we'll take that now.
Well, praise the Lord, sister. This is Sister McCormick. I'm just asking Minister, I'm just asking her to pray for my nephew's wife. He went to the hospital last night, and she had a bleeding in her nose, but thank God she got a chance to come back home and she was doing fine. We'll just ask you to pray for her.
Amen.
What was her name again? Because I know Sister Rachel mentioned it in the text.
Her name was Barbara.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what it was. Yes, I heard. Okay. I forgot that's what she said it was, Barbara. Okay.
Amen. Father God, we come against every spirit that's trying to attack Barbara in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up polyps in her nose in the name of Jesus. Everything, allergies, hallelujah, anything that's coming against Barbara's breathing and her blood issue, God, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen her. God, stop the bleeding in the name of Jesus. God, you know how to do it. Father God, you are the God that healeth thee in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, when they go and check it out, let there be nothing unusual, God. Let that just be a release. Ha! A release, God, to open her up even the more. Hallelujah. Open up her airways and breathing that she'll be able to breathe freely. So, Father God, we just thank and praise you. Hallelujah. That there will be no sinus issues, no nothing that will hinder her from breathing freely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank and praise God for another day's journey. I'd like a special prayer for to sever unhealthy yokes. There are some people who are no longer together, but for whatever reason, some of them won't let go. The people even maybe with somebody else, and some of them not with somebody else, but the woman gone. I know in my brother's case, the old lady is gone, but he's still trying to hold on to something that's no longer there. So unhealthy, sever unhealthy yokes in the name of Jesus, and we're praying against addictions and strongholds. And God, I'm praying that the people's heart will be open to help. God wants all of these people to be helped, and I'm praying that the people who need help will be willing to accept the help that they need in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against unhealthy yokes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to wash over
over their minds with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Cleanse out everything, all darkness, hallelujah, and the thoughts that are contrary to your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we ask you to shut any and every door that needs to be shut spiritually and naturally, God. Open doors that need to be opened, whether they spiritually and naturally, Lord God. And, oh, God, give them clarity, God. Oh, Father God, refresh their minds, renew their minds in you, in your word, in your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them clarity of thought that these unhealthy relationships, unhealthy yokes will be broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to shut the doors, God, hallelujah, for these and these the lives of these people, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every doorway to their minds, to their will. Hallelujah, God. And oh, Father God, whether these relationships have been severed, God, if it be your will, sever them. Hallelujah. As far as the east from the south, in the name of Jesus, that they will no longer be together, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Is there anyone
Amen.
Else?
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
I am requesting prayer for my son-in-law who's being taken to the emergency room for severe pain in his back.
For what?
Pain in his back, severe pain in his back. That's affecting his, he can't, you know, because of the pain in his back, he can't even walk. He can't walk.
Mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we know you're still a healer, Lord God.
Yes,
oh, God, we know you to be the God that healed the. Father God, we ask you to touch her son's back, Lord God. Heal him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, take away all pain, everything that the enemy is trying to bring against him, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let him walk upright before you, even, God, when you as you heal him. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that there's no kidney issues or anything. Does he drink water?
Yes, ma'am.
He got to drink plenty of water. I just keep hearing water.
Okay,
drink water. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we bind up everything. Hallelujah. How the enemy is trying to cause foot problems. Hallelujah. Imbalance, God. Oh, Father, help him to wear the right shoes as well, in the name of Jesus. Be strategic in lifting and pulling, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Some good instructions. Praise the Lord. We pray God bless. As you already said, too, that it will let you know problems with his kidneys as well. Thank God for all of those prayers. Praise the Lord. Will there be any others? If not, we will go right on to our, if there's not any more prayer requests or praise report, we're going to go right on to asking Apostle Burton for the first one to respond to the remarks, and then Apostle we'll go on to others in prayer warriors. At this time, the line is open.
Amen. I bless the Lord tonight. I thank God for Elder Simpkins. The word was right on target, and thank God for her going and letting us know about the wilderness and how some of us are led, and then some of us get in the wilderness on our own. But through it all, God still brings us out. So I bless the Lord for God using her tonight for his glory. Thank you, Lord. And I thank the Lord because I was listening. I was hearing older, she said, and I remember she was saying, asking how long did she have, and she's saying, I can't speak that long, but God, I believe she spoke pretty well. So
yes,
to God be the glory, and I just pray God will continue to use her, and that she will allow God to bend her to what he wants, who he wants her to be. Amen. And let her know also that what's impossible with man is possible with God, and God make the possibilities in all our lives. So to God be the glory. I thank the Lord for her. Amen. I appreciate her so much. Amen. She one of my armor bearers, and any way I need to go, she is there. So, and God is using her even in the prayer line. God used her so tremendously on the prayer line. So, you can, when you see the growth in a individual that's been under you, you give God the glory. Because it's only God that does it. But it's just like a mother with a child. When they see the child doing good, they can boast in it. Not boasting in ourselves, but we boast in the Lord. And I'm boasting in the Lord tonight. I'm boasting in the Lord tonight for her telling us about the wilderness experience and how God will make a way out of no way. To God be the glory. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Are you determined to live for Jesus? I don't know about you, but I am determined. You
yes,
know, she said that God leads us, and sometimes we don't know why he allows certain things to happen in our lives, and we find ourselves in situations, but the truth of it is, if God led you there, he has a plan. And I like that, having that mind of Christ, studying to show ourselves approved of him, and knowing when it's God and letting God lead us. And it's a difference when we get in a mess ourselves. That's what she said. But even in the midst of that, God is still faithful. God will still bring us out. Because I know a lot of times I've gotten myself in a mess, and I thank God for his grace and mercy, because he was the one that led me out. So what a wonderful and beautiful message tonight. I truly enjoyed myself and just had to think about that.
Amen.
That we got to follow God regardless of what it looked like.
Because
he has a plan for each of our lives.
Amen.
One of the things that she said, this is not the time, y'all, to turn around. This is not the time to second-guess God.
Amen.
It's like she said, when we don't know, we follow him anyway, even if it's in the wilderness. So I just
hallelujah.
Sister, for that beautiful word tonight and allowing God to use her. And I believe she said exactly what he wanted her to say, because I received it. So, Elder, I just, for that message, and continue to let God use you.
Amen.
Praise. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Wonderful.
Amen. Thanks. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and jump in right here. I thank and praise God for the message that I heard from Elder Simpkins, I believe I heard her name was. And I didn't get on here right at 7 o'clock, but a little bit after that I did get on, so I was able to hear an outstanding message, praise God. Wilderness, praise God. And I heard sometimes we're led by the Spirit into a wilderness experience, and I wrote down, well, what did you get? What did you learn from your wilderness experience? Because if God leads us in a wilderness experience, it's so that we can learn something, praise God. And I just thank and praise God how you brought out some excellent points, praise God. You got to be determined to come out of your wilderness experience. And I was thinking about that man that was by the pool for 38 years. Do you have to really be there for 38 years? Do you have to be in your wilderness experience for 38 years? And I pray that, praise God, if you have relationship with the Lord Jesus, praise God, you find out exactly what God wants you to get from that, praise God, and get it. Because a lot of times as a child of God, God has let allow you to go through something so you can be a help, praise God, for someone else in the name of Jesus. And I don't never want to take myself through a wilderness experience. But if I get to a place, and I thought about this word, it's called spiritual inertia. It's like a spiritual depression. I said, God, I don't ever want to get like that in the name of Jesus, but I'm coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. I love that, how you said you got to be determined to come out of whatever it is that's hindering you or whatever's causing you to slow down. Praise God. We got to keep pushing and keep pressing. Praise God. And as you said, trust God. Praise God. And remember, you're going to need prayer. You're going to need the word of God. Get in agreement with what God's word says. But I enjoyed every bit of it. It was really some awesome points. And I love that lesson about the Israelites and the Pharaoh. And one time I asked the question, well, is God hardened? Has God hardened the heart of your enemy? And if he has, why? We need to learn from that. Praise God. Hallelujah. God did allow Pharaoh's heart to be hardened, but his heart was already hardened. Hello, somebody. But thank you so much for that excellent message. I pray the Lord that we don't have to stay in a wilderness experience for 38 years. I pray that we get whatever message that God is sharing with us individually and move on in the name of Jesus so we can point others to Christ. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your use, sister, like this. You use us so powerful, and that is such a good thing, because just as she said, people, Christian is falling at the wayside, and they don't have to if they take the word and stand. I thank God for using our tonight to stand on that word. Let them see. You can stand if you know the Lord. He said, you have to stand and trust the Lord. Be confident in the Lord. Because if you're a Christian, why in the world are you falling at the wayside? And that's what we see a lot going on today at the church. You can count them on your fingers. And I thank God for using her to bring out that you got to fight the good fight of faith, man. You got to be determined. When you're determined to pursue after God, who can stop you? No one can stop you. When you make up your mind to serve the living God, baby, there ain't no other way. You're going to stand. And I'm so glad. I was listening to her, one of my phone getting kaput, and I went in the kitchen. And I said, baby, thank you, Lord, for using this mighty lady. And I just give God thanks for you, baby. I thank God for how he let you bring the word tonight. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Praise
Jesus. Well, praise the Lord again, Minister. I just want to say thank you for that word on tonight. I just thank you for the topic that you said, God, are you determined to live for God, for the Lord? And it was just like a question, you know, and I said, yes. But the main thing I thought about, are you determined? Are you determined? Determined. You got to be determined. And as you were saying, you got to have your mind made up. You really got to have your mind made up to go through situations like that. And I read down what you said, God wants us to totally rely on him. He wants us completely, totally rely on him. And then there was another one who said, we got to live this thing. It's got to be on the inside, and it's got to be on the inside. It can't be a dressing up thing on the outside, which is okay to dress up, but it's got to be in the inside. And so I just thank God. There was a lot of more that I wrote down, but the main thing that I really got hold to was, I wrote that down, excuse me, I don't want to take up a lot of time. It was like, or what you said, you have to distance yourself. You got to distance yourself in a lot of ways. And like you said, I have to do that too. I really do. Got to distance yourself. When you want to eat in the natural, I need to be eating the Word of God so I can be able to grow in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you. I enjoyed every bit of it, and I pray that God continue to bless you and continue to use you in these last and evil days. Praise God.
You're right. All of us have to discipline ourselves. Yes, indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Is that the last one?
No, I'm hello?
Okay, Pastor, hello? Go ahead. Pastor Sims, we can hear you.
All right, good. I'd like to give God the glory for being able to listen to Sister Johnny Mae tonight with this word, this so much teaching, so many subjects, so many topics, so many blessings. And she just let us know and took her time and walked us through here. God's people need to trust him. They need endurance power. And that's the way you win the battle. Whether he sent you in the wilderness or whether you take yourself in there, you need God's endurance power. And he wants to change our way of thinking to match with his way of thinking. In fact, we try to do a lot of things that we're supposed to do God's way. We try to do it our way, but that doesn't work. We need to allow God to guide us in his way. And she may not have said it in these same words, but she said, trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you can't trace him. And a lot of times we can't trace him. But if we have the endurance power and we use the strategy that God has given us, we are overcoming. And we have to be determined to live for Jesus. That's the only way you're going to survive this life and get into heaven, is that you are determined to live for Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless you. And I hope you preach many, 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 many more sermons to his glory and his praise. Thank you.
God bless you too, Lady Sam.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If there's none other, we're going to also allow at this time our speaker to have her remarks. Well, I was going to, but you all have covered a lot of ground. The main thing is, too, I like the way she had used it, like I said earlier, those two ways of the wilderness. And I just bless the Lord because, like I said, when I gave her the topic, I had no idea the fullness of the revelations of God. Just blessed. And it's beautiful to always be in anticipation of expectancy for more. And Lord knows you took that message to levels and depths, glory to God, that we all can receive and bring awareness, awakening, or shock treatment, or give us that boost back again, or even just open up some new realms. So I bless the Lord for you, my dear. Praise God. So I'm just going to leave it at that because, like I said already, others have already covered a lot of ground and some other little points I can bring out, but it was the main things already been covered. So we're going to just give this time for you to give remarks.
I just thank and praise God for who he is. I thank him for what he's doing in me, in my life. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for being my guide, hallelujah. Yeah. I thank and praise God that I decided. For many years I ran, I hid, I called myself hiding because of the fact I would not get in the word of God because I felt in my spirit what God was going to do. So I refused to get in the word. I made up my mind. I had to come out of that. I had myself in a wilderness place. I had myself there. And God brought me out. He allowed me to stay there for a long time because he knew I refused to go back into the world. But I, you know, sensed in my spirit
what God is going to do through me. And I just got slow for, very slow. But I thank and praise God for a made-up mind now to do what God has called me to do. And that's all God is calling us to do, is to be open vessels for him, to allow him to pour into us. And we got to receive it because, as so many have said, God wants what he's pouring into us. We got to pour it back out. We got to pour it on the world. We got to pour it out. So we have no reason to be hungry for anything when it comes to the word of God. We just got to trust God through the process to feed us till we want no more, and we'll never get full. We get full off of this food, but we'll never get full off of the spiritual food. So when we allow God to just have his way, when I allow God to have his way with me, I've made up my mind to just yield, to be that willing vessel so God can have his way, because I want God to get the glory. Hallelujah. It ain't about me. So God, get your glory in Jesus' name. And I thank and praise God for my apostle. I thank and praise God for all the remarks that have been said. I solicit prayers. I always solicit prayers. And one thing I learned from one of my brothers, he said to me one time, he said, you can't ask everybody to pray for you, because everybody ain't praying for you. Some people praying evil prayers. You know, there's good and evil in this world. So, you know, I thank and praise God that there are people I have no hesitance to say, pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Apostle Burton, or you the prophetess Burton, y'all have anything else to say before we close tonight?
Praise the Lord. I'm just excited. Amen. All of us is going to walk through some wilderness experience, but through the word that was brought tonight, we know God is going to bring us out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just, only thing I can just say, I can't add no more than the same thing, that we are going to have wilderness experiences. But one thing we do know, just like she said, God will bring us out. We just got to trust in him. Even then, we got to trust and believe that if he brought me to this, he going to bring me through it. So just everybody be encouraged tonight. And know that y'all walk through some wilderness here and there, but God going to bring us out. It came to pass. So praise God.
Amen. I thank God again for you, my sister. I pray blessings upon you, God's witness, encourage you and continue to keep you and continue to give you that desire to strive for more of him in depthness, and let him take you to a realms and depths and places, glory to God, that you couldn't even fathom, that he may get the glory and honor. Pray covering over you. Family as well. Pray God's blessings upon the apostles, prophets, everybody that's on the line. Thank God for the prayer warriors that are so faithful. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for this word tonight. I pray that it gets in depth in our hearts and whatever, along with everything else you've been telling us, that we'll build ourselves up in our most holy faith, and that glory out, the anointing will be illuminated, not only us and the individuals collectively, so we can be a force to be reckoned with for the Lord Jesus Christ, keeping our eyes on the prize, laying aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. And as God reveals things, let us not find ourselves going back, glory to God, in the things that he's pulled us out of. And glory to God, stay with the multitude of counsel, there is safety. So we thank God tonight. We pray God's blessing. Find Satan and all his little cohorts every set of trap, plot, plan, scheme. Glory to God to come against us and our families, our children. The glory to God, the family of Christ. Glory to God, and praying for an awakening for those that are in darkness, and praying for the backslider. Just praying, God, the will of the Lord be manifested the more. Praying for a revival and binding Satan and all his little cohorts up, set up and props and plans. We bind it and loosen and dismantle and glory to God, eradicate whatever he's already scheming and plotting to do. Even with sickness and disease, binding up COVID and monkeypox and whatever. Give us the wisdom and the discernment, glory to God,
how to operate even the more as we seek your face down here. God, we bless you. We need that courage. And we thank you for all your mercies and your grace in the name of Jesus. As we depart from this phone, but not your presence, pray blood covering over every family, every household, glory to God ministry, and pray, glory to God, speaking life and peace and joy, and definitely over our children as well. We love you tonight, and we give God glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Be blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is the same.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. Shalom.
Shalom. Amen. Love you. What a mighty God we serve.